Bet Kaba Sise. Shall we pray? Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable to you, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Today is Palm Sunday. Let me see the leaves. Come on. Hosanna in the highest. Today is indeed Palm Sunday 2012. A day two powers proceed and process side by side in Jerusalem, the capital of Judea, by then. One was a highly sophisticated power led by Pilate, a certain power and might of the Roman Empire. And Jesus, on the other hand, on a donkey, embodying peace and tranquility and the shalom that God brings to his people. As both processions went on, the Roman authorities were astonished by the movement, the Jesus movement, and wanted to do something. But again, there was nothing they can do according to the scripture, because the crowd was after Jesus. There was nothing they can do. You see, look, there is nothing we can do. Look how the world has gone after him. But the question is, who is this man Jesus the world has gone after? Who is this man Jesus the world has gone after? So in the next few minutes, I want to explore what Jesus meant to the Hosanna group, to the Hosanna crowd that day, what Jesus meant to the Roman rulers, and what Jesus demonstrated for me and you as we focus on him in our Christian worship. The setting, actually, as I said, was in Jerusalem, the capital of Judea. It happened in a very hot political, social, and religious climate. It was the day of Passover, a very important religious festival on the Jewish calendar. Jerusalem was the economic, social, religious center of Judea, and the population that day tripled in that city because it was very, very, very important there. Apparently, the governor of the province, Pontius Pilate, was in attendance. And it was the custom that the governor has to come every year in procession in that city. And the governor will deploy his military all over. The deployment of Roman soldiers in the city demonstrated that there were frequent uprisings in Judea by the Jews since the defeat of the Jews by Rome in 30 CE. Historical record shows that the governor had put down a rebellion a few miles from Jerusalem that day, in which many Jews were slaughtered, and had marched into Jerusalem to make sure that there be no further rebellion in Judea or in Jerusalem during that festival, during the Passover festival. The temple, which is the center of the Jewish ceremony, Passover, became the center of attraction that day. This was the day Jesus chose to demonstrate who really Jesus is. And it was the day to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah. Look, your king comes to you riding on a donkey with his colt tied, meek and gentle, in peace. All four Gospels accounted for the triumphant entry with slight variations, and we are not going to go into that. We leave that one for the seminarians. We do not need to go into all that because there is no time. All that matters is that indeed Jesus marched through the city and the crowd followed him. Matthew, Mark, Luke, they made preparation that Jesus came with his disciples and told them, go over there and you'll find a donkey and bring it to me, untie it. John didn't make any preparation. The writer of John said, Jesus came into the city and right away he sat on a donkey and started processing along the street together while Pilate too was processing. And people, multitude of crowd followed him, spreading palm leaves on their cloak on his path, saying, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, blessed be the name of the Lord. As they see these signs of palm leaves, which is a symbol of national triumph, they were repeating and thinking about the prophecy of Isaiah. Say to the daughter of Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle on a donkey and a colt, the foal of a donkey. And Jesus faded in the group and went his way. So there was a crowd that day. Jesus, whose rise on the donkey was successor to David, who will restore the glory of Judah to his splendor when David and his son Solomon ruled the United Kingdom. To the Hosanna crowd, Jesus was someone like David, who is committed to God that the prophets talk about, especially Zechariah, that the coming Messiah will sit on the throne of his father David. To the Hosanna crowd, this man riding on a donkey with his colt tie will bring back the glory of Israel, will rid their nation of oppression, and will rule benevolently, and will be kind to the common people. This man riding on a donkey is the Messiah, the liberator, who will liberate them from the harsh rule of Roman imperial structure and restore Jewish rules and laws. They believe in all these things because they can feel it. They have seen, among many other signs, that Jesus indeed is the Messiah. They have seen signs when Jesus challenged the local rulers of Judea, telling them that he will destroy the temple and no one stone left unturned. They believe in him because they saw him draw the money changers from the temple and expose the corruption of temple tax and scandalous monetary exchange rate and the dishonesty of those who sold animals for sacrifice. They believe in him as they say Hosanna because they have seen him raise Lazarus from the dead. Moreover, they have seen this man riding on a donkey, disappointed and alienated, powerful people who were part of the Roman oppressive system. They trusted in him and knew that this is the day for them, a day for liberation, a day that someone they trusted, they were looking for, will come and, you know, throw away the Roman authority and restore Jewish power. They were now waiting for the how. To the Roman rulers and local authorities, Jesus was just another lawbreaker. Jesus was a rebellious leader who had come to embarrass the Roman government. This man, Jesus, is another plotter against Imperial Rome. This man, Jesus, is a conspirator against the ruling powers. They thought they would do something to get rid of him. But at that time, they can do nothing because the world has gone after him. There was a contrast between kings and kingdom that day. Both parties, the Jesus crowd and the Pharisees and others, had similar reasons. The Jesus party did what they did because they thought Jesus could do what Rome is doing for their rulers, make their life better, deliver them from the oppressive system under which they live and work, and turn the table on Rome. And so when these dreams and aspirations were not met, Jesus was arrested 5 days or days later, it was a disappointment to them. They had no choice but to support his crucifixion and execution. Entry processions were a very important occasion. Whether a general official or Roman emperor, they displayed Roman political powers, and Jesus coming on that day, the same day the general processed in the city, was considered or was seen as a challenge to the authority of Rome. Again, what Jesus demonstrated that day, Christian brothers and sisters, is the focus of our Christian worship. Jesus riding on a donkey and not a war horse demonstrated that his goal is not dominion, intimidation, and greatness, but humble services. Riding on a donkey demonstrated meekness and righteousness. Humbly and riding on a donkey was a redefinition of kingship. Kingship is not greatness. It is about humble service and humble services to your people. The answer to the question, who is Jesus then, is found in his mission and divine program. Jesus said, for this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world, so that the world can follow me. Jesus is indeed to us the Messiah. He is the anointed one. He is the Christ, the Messiah of God, but not that misguided expectations of the people of his days. This true Messiah does not come as a military hero to overthrow the Romans, but to save his people, to save the world from their sins. Jesus is the Son of Man. By Son of Man, it means Jesus has the authority, the glory, and power, so that all people and nations, men and women of every languages, worship him. As Son of Man, he brings God's reign on earth. His promise is to all who follow him to participate in his heavenly glory. Jesus is a suffering servant, one who was sent to die. He glorified God by humbly obeying God's will, even to the point of death and suffering. Jesus, Christian brothers and sisters, became God's obedient servant, eventually laying down his life on the cross, modeling his own very teaching about the pathway to life. And that is to say, losing one's life is the means to finding life. We focus on Jesus in our worship today because he is the Messiah. He is the Messiah. He is the Son of Man, and he is the suffering servant. The suffering servant who shows us that humble service is better than anything in the world. And so as we focus on him today, let us continue to advocate for peace, for humble services, service to the poor, the disenfranchised, the needy, and those who need our help. Following Jesus and saying Hosanna means living as obedient people and servants of our God and ministering even for the sake of others. Amen.